Blog Talk Radio.
We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. Most gracious Father, in Jesus' name we come on this morning to say thank you for another day that you have blessed us to rise and to shine. And as we come to give you the glory. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day that you have made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is great and your name is greatly to be praised. Now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we confess every sin of omission and commission, anywhere that we have come short of your glory, your honor, and your praise. We confess our sins, we ask for your forgiveness, and we thank you for your faithfulness to forgive us. Father, you said that if we will confess our sins, Father, that you will forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So for this, we say thank you. We pray for our listening audience around the globe. We thank you for every person and every family represented, Father. We thank you for them. Father, we thank you for the word, the unadulterated word, the eternal word, the word that never returns into your void, always accomplishes absolutely everything you send it out to do. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Anoint our hearts to receive and our spirits to obey. And we say thank you and we bless you, Father. You're such a good Father. And we appreciate you so much. Now, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ is the Lord, as we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord, he has made. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Is your first time with us? Or maybe it's not your first time. Maybe it's been a while since you've been here. We want to especially greet you because we have manners. Amen. And we wanted to greet our visitors. Amen. Glory be to God. And want you to know that you are welcome here. Amen. On our platform. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You are indeed in the right place at the right time. Amen. So we encourage you to feel welcome, enjoy the services, continue to come back, We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. And feel free to bring somebody else with you. Amen and amen. We pray that everybody, Lottie Dottie, everybody, all of our lovely ministry partners, amen, your families, and we just pray that everybody's in a good place, amen, on today. Amen. Holding on to God's unchanging hands. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he is good. God is good. God is very, 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 very good. Amen. Yesterday, amen, we took a look at the life of King Saul, King Saul, King Saul, coming out of the book of 1 Samuel. Glory be to God. And we read the whole chapter. We're not going to reread it. Amen. It's good Bible reading. Amen. So to get an opportunity, read 1 Samuel or make an opportunity. Read chapters 13 through 15. And that'll give you, you know, enough information so you can get the background of King Saul. He was Israel's first king. The Bible says he was drop dead gorgeous. They said, I don't know if that's why they chose him to be king or not, but they said he was fine. Now, anytime the Bible call you fine, you fine. And, you know, he was tall. Y'all know how you talk to most women, you know, and they, you tell them what, you know, they ask you what type of man you want. You know, I don't know why everybody want tall, dark, and handsome. I don't know where all that came from, but very rarely do you hear anything otherwise. You know, very rarely do you, you know, hear, you know, short and, you know, ugly, light, you know. But anyhow, King Saul was all of that. He was very, very, very appeasing to the eyes, you know. But man judges by the outward appearance. And he started out pretty good. He started out on the good foot, you know. As we read his story, he started out good. But it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And he did not finish at all. So when you read his story, we find out, glory be to God, that the God has sent him on a mission. And the Lord sent him on a mission, and he did not completely obey. We found out that partial obedience is disobedience. God wanted him, and you read it in First Samuel chapter 15, and it tells you right here, glory be to God, in verse number 24, Saul told Samuel, after Saul sinned, he said, I have sinned. I violated the Lord's command. Not only did I violate the Lord's command, I also violated your instructions. I was afraid of the men, and so I gave in to them. How many of us, amen, hearken to the voice of man, you know, and give that priority over what the Lord is telling us, what the scripture is telling us, what God's word is telling us. See? So God had given Saul instructions when he told him, glory be to God, in verse number 2, he said, this is what the Lord Almighty says. I will punish the Amalekites for what they did to Israel when they waylaid them as they came up from Egypt. Now go attack the Amalekites and totally destroy all that belongs to them. Do not spare them. Put to death men and women, children and infants, cattle and sheep, camels and donkeys. So that was God's command. Why? Because as we found out on yesterday, beloved, amen, God is looking, when God gives you an instruction today, he's looking out for your future. See, It was the descendants of Agag, amen, that was coming after the Israelites until Esther had to step in as queen with her 3 days of prayer and 3 days of absolute fasting. See, so God is looking out for your future. There's a purpose. God has an instruction. God has a reason for his instructions. God just don't tell you to do something because he don't have nothing else to do. God don't roll like that. He is very, very, very intentional. So we found out that Saul did part of it. You know, just like we you know, we do the same thing. God tells us to do this and we do that. God tells us, you know what I mean, we do part of it. We give God a piece of it. And we think that is acceptable. But it was not acceptable. It was not acceptable. Beloved. Saul, amen, was in rebellion. He was also in deceit. The person that he was deceiving was himself. Number one, he lied. And, you know, sometimes it's, you know, it's amazing how liars don't think that they're going to be detected. You ever listen to a liar? Well, maybe some of you used to be liars yourself. All right. But, you know, they think they're so much smarter than you. They think that, you know, you're really not going to, you know, read between the lines. You're not going to be able to put two and two together, you know. And this is what was happening with Saul. You know, he didn't think his lie could be detected. Or maybe he thought he was really right when he was wrong. And this is another way that the devil deceives us. You know, we just swear we right because God understands. We swear we right because God knows our heart. We swear we right, see? But then we look at that scripture in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Woe unto those who call wrong right and right wrong. We look at the scripture that says that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. This is why the majority of people on earth are going to hell. Because the Bible tells us broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. You want to know why they're going? Because they think they're right. I ain't got to do all that. I ain't got to call on Jesus. I ain't got to obey no Lord. I ain't got, nah, I don't have to submit. No, that's old stuff. That's old school stuff. That's Old Testament stuff. Nah, this man-made stuff. See? And they swear they right. Yeah. Oh, Lord, have mercy. So this was the background here for Saul, but this is the point that I want to bring to your attention today. Isaiah chapter number 15. Let's look in. This is the point I want to bring to you today. Verse number. God instructed Saul to wipe everybody out. Why? Because he knew that there was going to be trouble in the future. And God will be a friend to your friend and an enemy to your enemies. God instructed Saul also to wipe them out because they was just reaping what they had sowed. These were fierce, evil individuals, and they had killed a lot of people. They had done damage. They had no mercy on others. See, and you reap what you sow. So because Saul did not do what the Lord told him to do, Samuel came in as the leader. Samuel came in as the prophet and as the man of God. And look what happened here in verse number 32. No, it's 3:30. Saul replied, I have sinned, but please honor me before the elders of my people and before Israel. Come back with me so that I may worship the Lord your God. So Samuel went back with Saul, and Saul worshiped the Lord. 32. Then Samuel said, bring me Agag, king of the Amalekites. Bring me the troublemaker. Bring him to me. So Agag came to him in chains, and he thought, surely the bitterness of death is past. But Samuel said, as the sword, as your sword has made women childless, so will your mother be childless among women. And Samuel put Agag to death before the Lord at Gilgal. My God, and this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Beloved, this is what you need to see. God gave Saul the instructions. Saul did not obey God, and there were deep repercussions for his disobedience that we'll talk about as we continue in our theme. Now, just because he was disobedient, he didn't do what God told him to do. Nowhere does it say here where he repented. It just said that he went, you know, sometimes we want to worship over our sin. We want to, you know, sing over our sin. We want to, you know what I mean, dance over our sin. But this is the point I want you to see this morning. Samuel said, bring Agag to me. And when Agag got there, he said, glory be to God. Now, you have killed a lot of people. Matter of fact, let me show you this scripture right here first in Judges 1 and 7. Write the scripture down, Judges 1 and 7. Judges 1 and 7 says this. Then Adonizedek said, 70 kings with their thumbs and big toes cut off have picked up scraps under my table. Now God has paid me back for what I did to them. And they brought him to Jerusalem and he died there. See, God is the one who instituted the death penalty, by the way. I just want to put that out there. The Lord is the one who came up with the concept of an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, a life for a life. I just want you to know. So here, beloved, when Samuel called Agag, number one, Agag was about to get what he'd been giving out. See, a lot of us know how to give it, but we don't want to take it. He was about to reap what he had sowed. He was responsible for the brutal murders of many women, many men, and children. Merciless. But he wanted to get off. And Saul was about to, amen, let him go. But the Lord said, not so. And Samuel said, bring him to me. And when they brought him, see, he was hoping that he was going to get some mercy. See, but he didn't give nobody no mercy, but he wanted some mercy. Isn't that amazing how we don't want to give mercy, but we want mercy? You know, you got people out there, they killing, you know, just went in the house, shot up 20 people, huh, but don't want to go to jail. Everybody want to plead insanity. You want to take a life, but you don't want your life taken. You don't want to go to jail. You don't want to go to death row, but you just killed these 20 folks. But this is the situation here. And this is why in verse number 33, Samuel said, as your sword has made women childless, so will your mother be childless among women. And Samuel put Agag to death before the Lord at Gilgal. What do I want to say to you today? This is what the Lord wants to say, beloved. The work still had to be done. A lot of times, beloved, when God tells us to do something and we don't do it, glory be to God, and we think it's okay. We think it's okay. Well, that was yesterday. Okay, I didn't do what the Lord. No. You still got to do what the Lord said had to be done. It had to be done, beloved. Samuel, did what Saul was not man enough to do. Because God gave a command. And the Lord wanted it done. And just because, beloved, you didn't do it and you want to try to pray over it and you want to try to, even if you ask the Lord to forgive you, you still got to go back and do what the Lord told you to do. It got to be done. God didn't let Agag off the hook because Saul got weak. God just sent somebody who in there who was obedient enough, was bold enough, and had faith enough to do what God was calling them to do. So what's my point? What's my second point? This is my second point. Romans 8. Romans 8, chapter 8. Chapter 8, verse 8. Let's start reading in verse 7. Because the mind of the flesh is hostile to God, it does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those controlled by the flesh cannot please God. Let me read that in a couple versions for you. Romans 8 and 8. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. New Living Translation. That's why those who are still under the control of their sinful nature can never please God. The English Standard Version. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. The Berean Standard Bible. Those controlled by the flesh cannot please God. King James, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. You can't please God, beloved, if you're in the flesh. This is why, glory be to God, we have to walk in the spirit. Glory be to God. This verse number 9 says, you, however, are controlled not by the flesh, but by the spirit. If the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. Why are we trying to save everybody? Know the Spirit by the Spirit. What's the problem here? I mean, we really that slow? You cannot please God in your flesh, in your carnal ways, doing things your way, not living in obedience to God. You are not in the spirit. And wait a minute, if you're not in the spirit, you don't belong to Christ. So how in the world are you saved? Come on, baby. Everybody want to go to heaven, but don't nobody want to live right. Stop it. Stop it. Doggone it. Come on. Life is too short for these games. And you're just like Brother Saul. You're just deceiving yourself. If you think you're a Christian by joining the church, you just fooling yourself. If you think you're a Christian by just doing good works, you're just fooling yourself. If you think you're a Christian by joining on the board, singing on the choir, and sweeping on the floor, you're just fooling yourself. You must be born again. God does not change his mind, beloved. God calls sin, sin.
Glory be to God. And the will of God is going to be done. And then guess what? If you don't do it, he going to find somebody that will. Now, God wants you. God wants you. Saul lost the kingdom. We'll find out as we continue in this. Glory be to God. We're not going to do it today. Amen. We'll pick up here later on this week, Lord's willing. Amen. Hallelujah. The kingdom was taken away from him. Not right away. God's grace and God's mercy. God still let him reign for a couple years. No anointing. The Holy Spirit was gone. David was the king before anybody knew he was the king. Glory be to God. You don't have to wait for an ordination service to be called. I'm talking to somebody out here. Huh? God got what he wanted. God can always get what he wanted if you do it or not. And as long as you're in the flesh, you're incapable of doing it. So if you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, that your number one first step today is come on, get right, church. Come on, get right, get right. You must be born again. You must confess your sins. Ask God to forgive you for your sins. Accept Jesus Christ in your heart. Glory be to God. And then follow him. Now, we gave you the scripture last week. I'm going to give it to you again in my closing here. Glory be to God. In case you missed that particular teaching, glory be to God, you can find it in the book, 1 John 2:3. I'll read it for you. Write it down. It says, by this we can be sure that we have come to know him. If we keep his commandments, bam, keep some of God's commandments. You're in sin. For him to know right and do wrong, amen, to him it is sin. You in sin. Saul knew right too. Saul knew right. But he wanted to do things his way. Beloved, let me tell you, there's only one way. Let me straighten up the record right here before I get a benediction. Jesus said, I am the way. Oh, my God, sookie. It ain't but one way, baby. I know you trying to do things your way. Saul was trying to do things his way. Everybody got a way. But let me tell you who is the way. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light. No man coming to the Father but by me. Saul lost his life. Saul lost the kingdom. Saul lost all of that. Why? Because of his disobedient ways, his rebellion. Glory be to God. His excuses had come to an end. And listen, all right, I'm trying to close. All right, one more point. I just trying to feed you all I can feed you. I just love to feed you. You want to know why rebellion and arrogance are serious sins that Saul had, that some of you have, that's listening to me today, or you know people like that? You know why the Bible equates that rebellion with witchcraft? You want to know why it's the most serious sin? Some people say, well, which sin is worse than the others? Well, let me tell you, rebellion is at the top of the list. Arrogance is at the top of the list when you come to sins. You want to know why? Because you close the door to forgiveness. You close the door to restoration with God because you're in rebellion. Disobedience is not a joke. It is not a joke. First step. Come on over on the Lord's side. Number two, come on and humble yourself. Glory be to God. Ask hallelujah. Let God have his way. Draw nigh to God. Let God draw nigh to you. Hallelujah. Accept whatever God allows. Hallelujah. Pray until God changes you. Hallelujah. And make every effort to follow the Spirit and do this thing the Lord's way. Because God's still going to get it done. If it's a group of people in a certain part of the city or a certain part of the country that needs to be ministered to, oh, God's going to get it done. You don't go, God's going to send somebody else. God's going to get it done. Whatever the Lord is telling you to do, God is going to get it done. Now, glory be to God. If you obey, the Bible speaks about receiving a crown. Ah, my God, sookie, sookie. Woo, hallelujah. Ah, we're going to wear a golden crown. Hallelujah. Your obedience brings about, as we said on yesterday, glory be to God, hallelujah, your obedience brings fruit that remains. Hold on to that. We're going to be exploring that a little bit later on. Amen. You want fruit that remains. That's what your obedience produces. Anybody want any? Amen. I know I do. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the word of God on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for showing us to through the word. Amen. That you mean business. When you say something, you mean what you say. And it's going to get done. Some of us, Father God, we just trying to, amen, pray over what you told us to do, not realizing that we are not going to hear from you and get another blessing from you until we go back and do the last thing you instructed us to do. Forgive us. Forgive us. And we say yes to your will. And we say yes to your way. Thank you for giving us a clean page, a new day, the start over. Thank you, Father. Thank you for helping us to help ourselves as we work the word, because the word works when we work it. And we bless you, and our soul says amen, amen, and amen. All right, saints, there it is, there it is, there it is. And to God be all the praise, and to God be all the glory, and to God be all the honor. Amen and amen. All right, Holly, we'll pick up there later on, amen, and this week. Amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. We will, Lord's willing, have someone else bringing a word on tomorrow. Amen. On Thursday, because Thursday is my birthday, I think maybe I'll just do a recap of my life of obedience and disobedience. Amen. I'll just focus that on me. Amen. Over the last 40, 50 years. Amen. And to God be all the praise. And, of course, we'll give you an opportunity at the end of the call. We'll open up the lines for anybody that, amen, desire to express a few short words. Amen, in Jesus' name. We ask that you will meet us at the altar of prayer on today and at 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. Amen. As we pray this thing through, we're going to pray, and we're going to pray one more prayer. And when we pray that, we're going to pray one more prayer. And we're going to keep on praying till we can't pray no more. Matter of fact, when Jesus come back for us, be it in death, the rapture, or whatever, matter of fact, your death is your rapture, by the way. Going to be absent from the bodies, be present with the Lord. Amen. Lord, we are addicted to prayer. Addicted. Amen. Hallelujah. When our hearts stop beating, amen, we're going to be in the midst of prayer. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because we know prayer works. Amen. And we thank God for it. Hallelujah. I believe that is it for today. Lord's willing, we'll be back again tomorrow. Amen. We also have a birthday tomorrow that we would like to acknowledge. Amen. In Jesus' name. I don't know what else we have in September. If you have a birthday in September, everybody have my phone number. Call me. Amen. Send me an email. Whatever. Amen. Let us put it on the books. Amen. So we can, you know, give you some type of acknowledgement. Amen. And to God be all the praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Thanking God. My mother had a very, very lovely on yesterday, and I think she'll probably be celebrating all this week. In Jesus' name. Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the precious Holy Ghost. We thank you, Father. Thank you for forgiving us for our rebellion, for half-hearted service. Forgive us, Father. And we ask that you would help us. Father, as we lift up the blood-stained banner and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord of all, or Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name as we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Now unto him who was able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church said amen, 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 and amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And he is the Lord of Lords. I love you. I love you. I love you. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia signing out. Meet you at the altar of prayer. Amen. On today. Amen. If not, amen. We'll meet you back here tomorrow. If not, we'll meet you in heaven. We're going to meet you somewhere. Hallelujah. If you're moving in the same direction that we're moving, if you're moving in the opposite direction, you got time to turn today in the right direction. Amen. And Jesus is that direction. God bless you. Amen. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation is here, here, here. Hear, hear, hear. Amen, amen, and amen.
I remember when I told God yes, I was eager to do what he told me to, in obedience. Looking out in the crowd, I see eyes closed, tears falling, hands lifted, people praising and worshiping too. They didn't see me, they only saw you. It felt good, but something was missing. See, I'm empty inside, and I'm wondering why. Will I ever feel what they felt from me? I didn't know the price of yes. What cost me so much? Broken.
I've been broken and bruised, wondering will God heal you, crying out to you, got nothing left to do. Father, hear my plea, need you to rescue me, cause I'm broken.
To say, not sure where I start. I'm afraid to begin. It's all falling apart. See, I thought because I was working for you, everything wrong you would undo, but it wasn't quite true. It's hard to admit that I can't feel you like I used to, 'cause I'm in ministry and I'm messed up. I'm confused with no one to talk to. I need a breakthrough. I need a breakthrough. 'Cause this is the thing you've anointed me to do. I'm broken.
One thing will not heal you.
I'm crying out to you. I ain't got nothing
left.
Father, hear my prayer.
Broken. Come back to the way it used to be.
When it was done. cause there's a light left in you to do for me. Now that you're broken,